Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal, where we like to talk about all things to do with global trade. Today I'm going to talk about something called ethical sourcing. I first heard the term ethical sourcing when I was at a Brigham Young University Management Society conference in, actually of all places, Mongolia. And Greg Cook, who is one of the founders of doTERRA, and those of you that don't know doTERRA, doTERRA is the essential oils company, and he was there, and he gave this wonderful speech all about ethical sourcing. Since that time, it's really piqued my interest as to what exactly does ethical sourcing mean. doTERRA, by the way, is one company that is exemplary in ethical sourcing, and I really love them and appreciate them because this is so much a part of who they are. At Mindoro, we strive to do the same thing and to ensure that all the sourcing that we do is considered to be ethical sourcing. So what exactly is ethical sourcing? Ethical sourcing is about how companies are sourced or how companies look to source their products, specifically overseas. It's become a key term in the global supply chain. I remember years ago when I started in the producing shoes many, many years ago, you know, we never talked about ethical sourcing. It wasn't even on our radar. But today, ethical sourcing and how companies source has become a major focus for many of these companies, and rightfully so. That is why companies are becoming increasingly committed to being responsible in their business practices. Here are some of the things that ethical sourcing does. It looks at things such as the environment. It'll look at wastage and recycling. Does the company waste things? Are they polluting the environment? Or are they looking for ways not to pollute the environment? You know, do they have a huge smokestack going up, which is causing pollution and danger to the environment? Are they looking for ways to get rid of their waste that isn't going to damage the environment or, you know, health and human life or animal life in the area itself? Are they in the proper zone? Are they in the proper location? All of this is they will look at the ethical sourcing. We, you know, as a small company, we will look at this ourselves. We will make sure that we take notice of the environment and make sure that the facilities or the people that we work with are doing the same. We're lucky in the sense because we work with a lot of natural materials. You know, you work with things like, you know, bamboo or, you know, you're weaving baskets or other types of natural material. This is very much part of the process in that those things can very quickly go back into the earth if needed. If you're working with eggshell for, you know, for a lacquer finish, the eggshell themselves can actually go back into the earth if needed. The lacquers we use are environmentally friendly lacquers. We make sure where it's being sprayed is being sprayed in the proper location. When we go into furniture factories, we like to make sure they have the right systems in place to be able to ensure that the spraying, whenever they're spraying any type of sprays, that it's not harmful to the environment and that they're in the proper location and the proper zone. So, you know, ethical sourcing is, first of all, looking at the environment. You know, you're looking at the environment, you're saying, you know, we are going to be responsible citizens for the environment around us, wherever that environment may be or wherever you may be sourcing from. The next is labor. And, you know, people, ethical sourcing looks at child labor and says that we are not going to knowingly hire a factory that hires slaved or child labor. You know, this, of course, is very important. And, you know, as we are in our factory so much, we can very easily tell this. We can tell, you know, if people seem to be extremely young, if they are in there working. And I can honestly tell you, we don't work with any manufacturers that hire any slave or child labor. That our manufacturers are such a way that they're skilled and we are paying a high enough price that the manufacturers do not need to do this. I like to point this out that a lot of this has to do with price. When I remember years ago, this was probably about 15 or 20 years ago, I read this article in Hong Kong, which for some reason never made it to the U.S. press much about McDonald's Happy Toys in the United States, that they found that some factories were using child labor for it. And since that time, I'm sure McDonald's has cracked down on it and made sure this is not an issue. But I remember thinking, well, of course, you know, Happy Toys are so cheap that they have to be so cheap that many times these factories get forced into it. So a lot of it has to do with the pricing itself, that if a factory is forced down to produce something so cheap, then that's when a lot of these factories start looking for cheaper things such as child labor or other things. You know, we are lucky that we are purposely in an industry which is a medium to high end in the home furnishing and home decor industry. We are not at the low end. Because we are in the medium to higher end, we want to ensure that our factories or manufacturers or vendors or sub-vendors that we are working with are highly skilled. And because we want to make sure they're highly skilled, they need to also hire some skilled labor, which isn't child labor or isn't slave labor. It is people who actually know what they are doing so they can create the products at the quality that we need. So a lot of this with child labor, in my own opinion, now this is just my own opinion, has to do a lot with pricing. People that are at the very cheap end of the spectrum trying to buy things at the cheapest price they can, this is where a lot of times you find the issue because the factories are being pushed down so much to be able to find the cheapest labor that they can. Those of us that are more in the medium to higher end or selling things at a higher price point are able to usually be able to bear those costs and hire people who have the skills and labor that we need. And that's what we want because we want products that we make sure do not have quality issues. The other thing about ethical sourcing is you look at the protection of the animals, that you're not, you're making sure you're protecting the animals. An example of this would be that, in the trade of ivory, that, you wouldn't produce something out of ivory because you know that ivory is illegal to trade in. In 1989, the ivory trade was banned due to the elephants, the hunting and the poaching of the elephants, where they were killing the elephants just for the ivory tusks. So since that, ivory has been banned for all international trade. It is now impossible to find any ivory. So, if somebody wants to have an ivory look, then this really is, what they want to do is, if they want to find an ivory look, then they need to, basically get some fake ivory for it. They're not going to be able to get the real ivory anymore. The ban of ivory, in fact, going back to the ban of ivory, is extremely successful. That has been an extremely successful ban. And it's actually showed that it stopped the poaching of the elephants. And the elephants are not dying, just for their ivory tusks anymore. That is, what ethical sourcing can do when agreed upon by the world, is it can help change policy of the world. It can help protect and save the animal's life. Ethical sourcing is also about safety. That, includes many things in the manufacturing facility to make sure things are safe. That things with the welfare and safety of the workers. You want to make sure that if there's a fire, the workers can be able to get out. They will not lose their lives. And there have been in Asia many larger factories where there have been these issues where doors have been blocked or even in some cases the doors have been locked and there was a fire and the people were not able to get out and lost their lives and died. There was at a time in 2012, there was a significant fire at a Bangladeshi garment factory where over 115 factory workers were killed and hundreds injured. The fires resulted from the overcrowded conditions in a factory with no apparent fire or safety measure. And they found out that this factory was producing products for IKEA, Tommy Hilfiger, Gap, and Walmart. And that, they basically were told to make responsibility, to be responsible for this. So because of this and things like this that have happened since this time, many of these brands have really, really cracked down on this because not only is it a risk for them, it also becomes a huge PR nightmare if they get caught up in a factory, even if they're producing one item for them, and that factory burns and lives are lost because of it. Ethical sourcing, social responsibility. So, social responsibility is a broad term that companies or brands that they basically care. So, a brand, a company, a corporation can show they care and are socially responsible by helping their communities. This can do anything from having a program to educate children, to giving back, to clean the environment. Any type of program which shows that, hey, we as a company or as an organization, we care. We care about our communities. We care about others. This shows social responsibility. Yeah, that is why you at Mindoro, even though we are a small organization, we greatly believe in ethical sourcing and we make it the core of what we do. In fact, it's one of our core values is we talk about ethical sourcing and that we believe in ethical sourcing. We train our staff and others in this to look for this when they are sourcing. And because we believe in this, we believe in being responsible citizens in the global supply chain. If you'd like to be able to read more about this, you can read our blog as What Are the Different Types of Ethical Sourcing, where you can learn more about ethical sourcing itself. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate you, our listener. And if you've enjoyed this, give us a thumbs up. We hope you've learned something today. And, you know, tell others about us. We'd love to have them join our community also. We know without you, this would not be possible. And we'd like to also thank all of our technical team that make this possible. Thank you.